This is John Tomei Productions, Urban Podcast. I'm your host, John 2IG. Today is May the 15th, 2024. Hope everyone's having a blessed day today, enjoying your life, enjoying the weather, wherever you're at. Hope the weather is being cooperative. I know back in my hometown, man, I know it was tornado season, and he just had a slew of thunderstorms, tornadoes past few weeks or so. So hope everyone's safe and sound back home. Be sure to check the link in the description box for any information on missing children. Got one young man that's came up this week. He's 16 years old out of Kansas. So if you have any information, be sure to call that 1-800 number and pass it on. Hopefully get him found home safe to his family. Today I just wanted to jump on today and talk about a story that I came across yesterday, actually, regarding United States Airman Roger Fortson, 23 years old, was killed on May the 3rd by police at Herbert Field, Florida. I think he was living on base, I believe. And apparently the police had came into the wrong home. Roger was armed, and they shot him, man. Shot him down, killed him. 23 years old. He's was a decorated soldier, well-respected among his peers and contemporaries. Man, my thoughts and prayers goes out to that brother's family, man. That was, here we go again, man, brothers and sisters. You know, I was just talking a couple of podcasts ago about the police and the interaction of police, you know, doing traffic stops. You know, I honestly don't know what to do in a situation like that. So if they come running in your crib and start shooting it, there's not a whole lot you can do, but probably, I don't know. I don't want to say what you should do or what you shouldn't do. I just know that this was a tragic event. I know what I would do, but I'm not going to say it here. This is really, really sad. And, you know, the most tragic thing about it is this man, this young brother had his whole entire life ahead of him. 23 years old, man. He just getting started. And he was off to seem like such a great start. You know, he wasn't a thug. You know, he wasn't out here, you know, thugging and pants sagging and booty flashing and being a degenerate out in the streets, man. He was doing something with his life. And it got taken out. So that's really, really sad. And then, you know, with this story going on, you know, you got people still talking about these damn rap beefs, you know, between these rappers. And hell, I saw a thing yesterday or the day before with Shaquille O'Neal and Shannon Sharpe going at it. I'm like, come on, guys. I mean, these are grown ass men. These are old men, okay? Middle aged, damn near going into their senior citizen year men. You feel me? The hell with all that, man. It's time out for that, man. It's time out for that, you know. But back to Roger. I understand that Benjamin Crump is on the case. You know, he's dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, coming to the rescue, you know, as he always do. It's a shame that we got to still talk about stories like this, man, you know, in 2024. But to make an analogy about something, a parallel about something, I also came across an article this morning talking about a young man named Alexander McClay Williams. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that story, but this was back in the 1930s. Alexander was 16, and he was wrongfully convicted and executed for the 1930 murder of a 33-year-old white lady, one woman named Vita Rivera. And come to find out, he was exonerated, but they killed him anyway. You understand me? 16 years old. Young black boy, man, had his whole life ahead of him. So here we are from 1930 all the way to 2024, man, still dealing with, you know, racially biased. Now, I don't know if the shooting with Roger was racially biased or not. I don't know. I don't know if it was racially motivated. I don't know. I just know that I'm seeing a pattern here, you know, when it comes to police arresting, you know, or investigating black people, or, you know, they come in blasting, man. And I don't even think, it make you wonder, did they identify themselves as police officers, or did they just, you know, I mean, and the sad thing about it is they're incompetent because they got the wrong house. Made me think about that brother that got killed down in Dallas a few years ago. You know, sitting in his house, and the lady cop went in there and shot him. He was sitting there eating ice cream, minding his own business, and went in and shot him. I forget his name. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but, you know, America, man, I don't know. I'm not saying that things of this nature don't go on in other countries. I don't know. I don't live in other countries. I've never been to another country. I've only been here. Things have got to change, or else America's going to burn up. You know, it's going to burn, man. You know, there's a tremendous amount of tension going on with this upcoming presidential election. You know, people are divided, not only just by race, you know, by class, but in, you know, infighting within their each other's group. You know, people are fighting. They're like, you know, I'm voting for Trump. No, I'm voting for Biden. No. You know, I'm Democrat. I'm Republican. I'm this. I'm like, yo, man. You know, damn. You know, whoever you vote for, that's your choice. You know, just vote. You know, or don't. Sit your ass at home and don't vote. But there's no reason to fight about it. There's no reason for all this extra extended controversy about who's who. You know, because all them sons of bitches is crooked. You know, and you know, regarding my race, man, black folks, you know, there's some other things going on with the political and politically that I'm gonna definitely talk about in the next episode, man. Regarding a certain mayor, you know, in Ohio, in Illinois, you know, Dalton, I think it was Dalton, Illinois, that I'm gonna talk about, and you know, the whole thing with Fannie Willis, and just there's a lot of, you know, so we, you know, be careful what you ask for. That's what my mother used to say. My mom used to say, be careful what you ask for, son, because you might just get it. You know, we want to control the political structure. We want to control our destiny. We want to control our economics and this and that. The O.J. Morrison thing, the Tulsa Real Estate Fund. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about all that in the next episode that's coming up. I got a lot to say about that shit, man. You know, we got to do better as a community, and we got to do better as a country, as a whole. And how we treat each other. You may not like each other. Let's just have like a mutual respect for one another as human beings and see what happens. You know, things may work out, things may not, but let's try that. You know, so not to linger, or, you know, too long. I just wanted to give my respects, man, to Mr. Roger Fortson. I hope I'm saying that brother's name right. Yeah, rest in power, man. You know, I salute you for your bravery and all your contributions, man, to keeping this country safe, man. And just as a young man, that didn't have a chance to fully evolve and develop. Who knows? That brother could have been the next president. You know what I'm saying? So we got to do better, man. We got to do better. But that's all I got to say about that, man. You know, with all that. I'm gonna get out of here and head to the gym, get my little workout in, and try to drop some of these calories. But you all stay blessed, take care of yourself, keep your head on a swivel. Remember, your health is your wealth, and we will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye bye.